Unto Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
You just came in and you just knew that chair gonna hold me up. These good, wide, comfortable chairs. I sat in this chair last week. Matter of fact, I sat in this chair for the last five years. Same, I know it's gonna work. Well, how come you don't approach God like that? With that type of a confidence? Hadn't he kept you the last 5 years? Hadn't he blessed you the last 5 years? Has he failed you the last 5 years? Has he broke down on you the last 5 years? No. But sometimes your flesh, because of all the influences from without that are contrary, the darkness, the lies, the fear-mongering, the deception, the delusion, you let it in, it'll water down your faith. You become double-minded, twin-souled, afraid, skeptical, fearful, apprehensive, like Israel did in the wilderness. They said, can God prepare us a table out here? You know, that wasn't the first time they complained. But on that particular time, it made God so mad. Let me tell you something. You can make God mad when you're not believing him. Yeah, God is love, but he's something else too. He'll get his whipping stick out on you. Amen. They said, can God prepare us a table out here? And it made, read it yourself, it made the Lord angry. When the spies brought back an evil report, it made the Lord angry. What a terrible thing, a fearful thing to fall into the hands of an angry God. Yeah, when you were growing up, you ever made your parents angry? Unless you were just crazy, you got afraid. I don't care if they are mad. No, that wasn't though. It's kind of like you got humbled. You start walking real soft. You know, they didn't play. So we see rivers here, right? Now, when we talk about dominion, the first realm that must be realized in yourself, tell somebody, in you. The first realm that must be realized where we must have dominion is in you. A lot of folk want to tell other folk what to do. Boss other people around. Talk to them, you know, exercise their authority. But yet you have no control over you. The first realm of dominion must be realized in yourself. Then from there, you expand. You expand to include, now hear me, the outer domains of the earth. This is why there are people that tend to, I'm going to use this analogy, they tend to shoot themselves in the foot. You're going on the right path for a while, things are looking good, but then the flesh gets in the way. And you haven't conquered that territory in there, so guess what? You start damming up your river. Because the river is going to lead you to where the good gold is. It's the river that's going to cause you to have good success and prosper. And how many of God wants you to prosper and have good success so that you can be a blessing? Amen. There are a lot of people that have need, and God wants you to be a resource. And I don't just mean with money, I mean with spirituality, with anointing, with graces. But the first realm that you must have dominion in is on the inside. Okay? So let's take a look at what God says. Revelation chapter 1, verse 6. I like what God says versus what man says. Boy, I knew you when you was growing up. Well, I'm all grown up now. I used to change your diapers. You know, people try to put you back in the stuff. I remember you was drugging. My grandmother introduced me to drugs. She drugged me to church. I said, somebody look at me, what? Your grandma? She drugged us to church. Revelation 1:6. And hath made us kings and priests unto God and his Father. To him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. And hath made us. All right. This has got to be foundation stuff. This has got to be stuff that's going on the inside of you. This has got to be how you image you. And I don't mean in a fleshly, carnal way. God said this. He has made us kings and priests. Okay? So you got to push out the old. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And all things are of God. So we have to deal with the old imagery, the old way of doing things. We got to subdue and conquer the flesh on the inside. And when Holy Spirit is there, he will indicate to you when you are in the flesh. And what do? You go before the cross, you go before the throne, you go before God in prayer and say, Lord, forgive me. Wash me. Cleanse me in the blood. I lay aside this weight before it becomes a sin. Forgive me for what I said, Lord. Then you go to that person. Listen, I messed up. I was in my flesh. I was angry. I was tired. And I said this to you, and I shouldn't have said it that way. I didn't really mean it. You got a whole lot of folks won't say anything because their ego is in their way. Because they're a leader. I can't show any weakness. Remember Wednesday night? There's a weakness in God that's stronger than man. There's a foolishness in God that's wiser than man. You think it's going to tarnish your stature because you apologized. That's the way of the world. You know, pride. Show no weakness. Have no mercy. Do unto others before they do unto you. It's the way of the world. That's not the way of the kingdom. I say this a lot. Never trust anybody that doesn't walk with a limp. You love them, don't trust them. Remember, before Jacob got the joint pulled out, he was a deceiver. He trick you, get your wallet, be gone. But after God dealt with him, he wasn't taking nobody's wallet now because he couldn't run. He's walking with a limp. What? His name was changed from Jacob to Israel. Why? His dependence now was upon God. Person that walks with a spiritual limp, you know, they at some point in time, they trusted God. They've come into a realm of trusting God, not trusting their own skill set. They're not going to try to do you in. We need more saints like that. Saints that get blessed and they're not about competition. They're not about trying to keep up with the Joneses. They're not trying to trump you, if I can say that way. They're not trying to outdo you. They don't get mad at you when you get blessed. Who in the world? Child, please. I knew them when they was broke. They ain't broke no more. Bible says rejoice with them that rejoice. Weep with them that weep. I mean, there's a lot of growing for the church. God love you anyway, but there's still some growing. Sometimes people, you get blessed, and sometimes people don't want to bother you no more. They don't want to talk to you no more. But they don't know the price you paid. It's not like you got lifted up or anything. It's like God favored you. Now they mad. Tell somebody, look at somebody right now and tell them, grow up. God's people have always been blessed. We are the blessed of the Lord. And tell somebody right now, you might as well get ready. You ain't seen nothing yet. Wait till God really shows up and shows out. He's going to bless his people. Yes, he is. In the midst of darkness, the light's going to shine. Arise and shine. Your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness to people. Blindness. Ignorance. Darkness. But he says, arise, for your light has come. So let's establish that God says, I have made you kings and priests. So that's where we start out. I'm a king. Who are you? I'm a king. What kind of work are you doing? Kingdom work. I'm a king all day long. Colossians chapter 1, verse 9. You'll see this much more clearly as we move down into these verses of scripture. That the first territory of dominion that has to be gained is in you, in your thinking. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is the man. Let me say that again. Now, you might have a thought today you heard. And so you had, I'm a king. But what are you going to say tomorrow? Minimum wage. No, it can't be a thought. It has to become your thinking. It can't just be, you know, a pipe dream. No, it has to become how you think. Colossians 1 verse 9. For this cause, I'm going to read about 9 verses here, so stay with me. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that you might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. Strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long-suffering with joyfulness. Pause right there. Hallelujah.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
There shall be a highway in the desert for the redeemed of the Lord. And from the mouth of the Lord of hosts shall go forth a fiery sword. And all the world will see Yeshua, and all the world.